day.
New Country Z100 Florida Georgia Line and Simple 835 Kent in the Country Morning Show. It should be simple. You get 25 dudes, one girl there. It's the Bachelorette. It happened last night from 3 down to 2. Recapping it for you, my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, joining me on the program this morning. Babe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to start off this recap here by stressing the fact that I think Becca K has got a really good head on her shoulder. She's making smart decisions. Would you agree, Joy?
I agree, yeah. I think it's because she's been there. She's been through that. I think she's a little bit older. She's a little more mature than some of the people we've seen. Mm-hmm. And I think she just knows what she wants.
One of the things that I think is very good for her to do, she hasn't said to the guys, I love you back, as they're saying it to her. You know what I mean?
Yes. We've seen what it does whenever someone tells the last two or the last three people that they love them. It does not end well.
You got to wait until the very, very end when the ring is on the finger and then let it go. She's doing really good. They went to Thailand, the three of them. The four of them, really. It was Becca K, of course. And if you can't fall in love in Thailand, where can you fall in love at? I'm telling you, they got all kinds of wonderful things over there. We started off with Blake, and you love Blake. You know what I mean? I mean, he's a good communicator. He is open with his feelings. How do you feel about Blake's date?
I really like Blake. I think we've discussed this. This has been an internal battle with me from the beginning because I don't think I've ever liked two people so much as I do Blake and Garrett. Mm-hmm. But Blake, I don't know if I've said this, but he reminds me of you, his personality. Like, he's kind of goofy and fun, and I just think that he would be a good husband. I think he'd be a protector and a partner, and I just really like him. But it's hard because I really think Garrett's a little more adventurous, and I think him and Becca may make the better couple.
And that's something to consider here because we're down to it right now. And I'm going to skip over Jason. I'm going to go to Garrett because we really feel it's going to be between these two. But Garrett, he seems like a little kid at times. He's like a little kid with like puppy love. You know what I mean?
He is. He's got the personality of a little kid, which he'd probably be a really good dad because he's just got like a kid's heart, you can tell. And we've discussed this, but he sounds just like Owen Wilson when he talks.
Oh, I know.
A much better looking.
Their date was amazing.
And when Becca said, whenever she goes on vacation with her friends and her family, she doesn't make a plan like I do. She's not a planner. She wants to just go and explore and not have a plan and just have fun. And when she said that, it kind of clicked. I was like, it's going to be Garrett. It's going to be Garrett because they're going to have that adventurous side to their relationship. So it makes me sad, though, because I really do love Blake. But I think Garrett's going to think he's going to be the one.
There was a third there. Jason was the one that got sent home last night.
So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, but you're confident that you don't see a future with us?
No, I'm not confident. I see it more with the other guys.
He did not get an invitation to the fantasy suite, and hats off to Becca for, you know, calling that right then and there, Joy.
Right. Like I said, if that would have been The Bachelor, he would have never sent the third girl home, in my opinion.
What are you saying?
You know what I'm saying. I thought that was really good of her to send him home before the overnights because she wasn't feeling it, and that.
It is down to Garrett and Blake, and the crazy thing is we have to wait 2 weeks to find out who it's going to be because they have this silly show, The Men Tell All. I'm not a big fan of that.
I just don't like that. I don't care what they have to say. That's not what I was watching the show for. I wish they would just take that out. It drives me crazy.
I'm putting you on the spot right here, right now, love. Who's it going to be?
I'm going with Garrett.
So there you go. We are Team Garrett here on the show, and we'll find out in 2 weeks who is going to win the heart of Becca K. My love, Nurse Joy, thank you so much for being on the show today. You have a wonderful day, and I love you very much.
You're welcome. I love you, too.
There you go, our Bachelorette update. We're saying Garrett. 2 weeks, we find out who it's going to be at Z100.